Hare Krishna. To stop defeating yourself, stop deceiving yourself. Suppose a person is sick, but the person conceals the symptoms of sickness and pretends to be healthy. Then that person is actually defeating oneself, is hurting oneself. Because although the person may be able to maintain a facade of health, but actually one is not deceiving, deceiving the body. One may deceive the world, one may making them think that I am healthy. One may deceive oneself for thinking, oh, I am healthy. But actually one cannot deceive the body. The body is being eaten up by that disease, and eventually it will become not only unconcealable, but it may also become incurable. And then what could have been cured was not cured because it was concealed. And thus one will defeat oneself. That means one will unnecessarily subject oneself to misery and eventually even death if things turn out badly. So the same applies to us in our spiritual life. Sometimes when we are repeatedly overcome by our weaknesses, be it lust or anger or greed, and we pretend as if everything is all right. So, Krishna, then by that pretense, by such pretense, where we create an appearance of purity, a facade of saintliness externally, while internally letting ours. While internally or privately succumbing to our lower desires, then we are deceiving ourselves. And actually speaking, if we don't combat those weaknesses, if we let ourselves succumb to those weaknesses again and again, then they are becoming stronger and stronger. And we are becoming weaker and weaker, and in this way we are defeating ourselves. That means, by trying to maintain a facade of purity, while being eaten up by impurities within is like pretending to be healthy while being sick within. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita in 3rd chapter 6th verse. He says, Karma indriyani sanyamya yasate manasa smaran indriyarthan vimudhatma mithyacharasa uchyate. So karma indriyani sanyamya. So one who restrains one's senses, yasate manasa smaran, and one who asate manasa smaran indriyarthan vimudhatma. Such a person who, while externally restraining the senses, is internally meditating on the sense objects, indriyarthan vimudhatma. Such a person is vimudhatma. Such a person is foolish. And what happens is he's deluding oneself. Mithyacharasa uchyate is a pretender. So the point is that here Krishna, now what is Krishna exactly condemning or reproaching? He, now all of us have our struggles. And there is a tension between the level at which we are trying to practice while living as devotees in a community and the level at which we might be privately. The point is not that we have to wash our dirty linen in public and tell everyone what is our fallen level. Nor is it that because we are not able to maintain standards, so we just leave the devotee community and stop doing any service saying that I am very impure. No, the point is that we shouldn't give up the serious battle against our anarthas. Yes, whatever services we have, whatever responsibilities we have, we can do that and we should do that. But we shouldn't think that just because we are able to play our external roles well, the internal problems don't matter. No, we need to invest adequate amount of time and energy in battling our inner weaknesses by sadhana, by prayer, by chanting, by studying scriptures, by doing those things that increase our spiritual strength. We will be combating and curbing the weaknesses within. So, otherwise, we will be defeating ourselves by deceiving ourselves. So, deception is not that there may be a that there may be a distance between what we practice, what we represent, and what we actually, what we really are. That difference is a fact of life, and that difference can inspire us to rise to the level that we are meant to represent. To minimize the difference by rigorous practice. But when it becomes a self-deception and self-defeat is when we make no effort to bridge the gap between what we represent and what we really are, and we imagine that because we are representing something, everything is all right, and we don't need to really change. So just as a patient takes medicines and gets cured, similarly, we too need to take seriously the practice of bhakti, and take the medicine of the remembrance of Krishna and cure ourselves. Then we will find that we will become increasingly empowered to combat and curb the weaknesses that were defeating us earlier. Thank you. Hare Krishna.